people's hands.
Pardon me?
I say my husband wrote a beautiful hand.
Oh.
That was one of the things that attracted me to him. He has such a beautiful handwriting.
Mm-hmm. Mine is so bad.
Well, most boys, you see, write on ordinary hand, mm-hmm. but his was above the average.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another brother-in-law that wrote a beautiful hand. Almost, I couldn't hardly tell their hands apart.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really great to be able to write so somebody else can read it.
I know it. My brothers, I don't believe there's a one of them that writes as pretty a hand as my husband did.
Mm-hmm.
They can write a legible hand, but they're not very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And this Dr. Petrie over here on the hill, he can't hardly write a legible hand.
There's most doctors there, isn't it?
He sent me a card from Europe, somewhere in Europe, during the war. And I just give you my word, I couldn't read. It's one of those, what do you call them? Those little army envelopes. You just turned it over and folded it
mm-hmm.
and put a stamp on it, and that was it.
Huh.
Just a little card.
Well, what kind of day do you think today's going to turn out to be?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't think it's going to rain today. It might, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. What do you call all those big dark things in the sky?
Clouds?
Yeah. You think it's going to rain with all those clouds in the sky?
Well, like I say, I haven't looked at the clouds much, but I couldn't say much about it. I might get it right, I might not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a kind of a guess for most everybody I've seen.
And even with the weatherman. Okay, what kind of day would you say it'd be if the sun is out, it's getting real warm out, it's like the day to go out and work in the garden?
Well, my son's out working in the garden now. He ain't got bought one of those big red tomatoes about that big, artificial, and it had the plants in the seed already planted in there for tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So tomatoes are so awfully high
mm-hmm.
until he tries to raise his tomatoes. He didn't have much success though last year and year before last.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many insects. I tell him he nursed them to death.
What kind of vegetables and stuff did you grow when you were smaller or today?
Well, my father, I used to grow everything.
Mm-hmm.
People, it was a long ways to the market to buy things, and what you raised was what you had to eat.
Mm-hmm.
He used to grow everything in the garden, from onions to beans and potatoes, Irish potatoes.
What are those? Irish potatoes?
They grow under the ground, you know. All potatoes grow under the ground. Mm-hmm. Sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our vegetables year round. We even had a herb garden, like, what do you call that stuff you put in bologna and not like, it's kind of like onions, I can't think of the name of it.
Chives?
What?
Chives.